ברוכים הבאים. Some of you are here before me, but still I'm sitting here, so I'm supposed to be the citizen for now. Say over the shaila here that Rav Shlomo Zalman brings. What's the din if there's an uber that is being misakin the mother, but it's not a klora thing? It's a suffix if the isha, if the mother will die or will not die. What is the din about killing the uber to save the mother? So Igros Moshe says that larig uber, when it's only a suffix, can't do that. Because the din of killing an uber, state in Rambam, is because the uber is a roidif on the mother. And if you're about it, he's a roidif, okay. But if you're not sure if he's a roidif, how can you go kill someone just because he's a suffix roidif? What if he's not a roidif? And he's killing without a heter. It's me suffix. How could he do that? So Rav Moshe holds, he can't do it. In the bottom here, they bring that. Chaim Oizer said the same thing. So here they bring, this is really from the Sefer Nishmas Avraham, it's copied out from there, where Shlomo Zalman said, Tzarichin. Because Adarabba, Abba Machteris, Afagav Shraf Sofek, who Imyamoid Ha'ov Neged Binoi, Vahatzalas Mamoinoi, Afilo Hachi, Mutter Laharges Abben. Right, let's say you have a son. You don't know if he's going to kill his father, you're not allowed to kill his father, or if he'll kill his father, the Baba Machteris. He's a Sofik if he's going to kill his father. And you are mutter to kill the Sofik. Ein Rish Masech T'Psochi. So, Frektor of Shalem Zalman, the din is that if he might kill, if the Baba Machteris might kill, then you're allowed to kill him. So you see that din is suffic right if you could kill. So that's what he writes. Tzarechin. Now this particular line that he writes here, that it says that if it's a suffic, if the Baba Machteris will kill, you could kill him because Ein Reish Psachim. I don't know where this Gemara in Psachim is. What do you mean? If anything, it says the other way. It says it's the lashon of the Gemara in the Reish Psachim is that if it's borer that the Baal, the Machteris, will kill the person, then you kill the Baal, the Machteris. Im Safik Hu Kalayla, if it's not klar, if it's Safik Kalayla, you're usher to kill the Baal, the Machteris. Not mutter, usher. So what does he mean? It says in the Reish Psachim, it's mutter. It says usher. Now, I can't say that it says farkert, lehedia farkert, because Tosis over there explains that what it means is, what's the case that was a suffix? The one who broke in was the father. And what it means is that if it's a suffix to you, because you don't know, I am telling you, the Gemara is assuring you, he won't. It doesn't mean suffix lemais. The pshat of the Gemara is, if it is a suffix, because you weren't mevarer, it is klor that he won't. And since the father won't, of course he can't kill the father. Fine, that's how Tosis explains it. Im calls that, it turns out that the Gemara said, if it's clear, yeah, then kill him. If it's clear, not, don't kill him. But there's no Gemara. There is no Gemara that is sought by a suffix, but the din is. It's just El Meholak El Mashmina. It says, but where's this Gemara in Psachim? I don't know. Beloizu Belvad, that's Tosis over there. Rashi doesn't explain like Tosis there. And Rashi, many say that Rashi learns Safik Kipshute, that the Pshat is. That Rashi learns the Gemara that if it's mefurish in the Gemara that if it's a suffix you can't kill, then for sure tzarchin. But I feel like Taisvis, I don't see this Gemara in Psachim. If anything, the Makor for Shlomo Zalman is saying is from the Gemara in Yuma. which is the Gemara on Daf Pehe there, that the Gemara is takamashma that a Safik Roida if you could kill. What's the Gemara? It says, Minayin lepikuach nefesh shadoiches haShabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Mekor is from a Baba Machteres. Somebody comes into a Machteres, says the Torah, ain l'damim, you kill him. Zokt Rabbi Shmuel, and it's only a Safik. Maybe he's coming to kill. Maybe every Baba Machter is coming to kill. But maybe he's not. Maybe he's just coming for a moment. And yet, the Torah says that Misafik, that he might be coming to kill, you're allowed to kill him. So you see that a Safik of my Pikuach Nefesh, that he might be coming to kill me, is Doicha Ritzicha. So Madoch, Safik Roidif, Safik my Nefesh, can push off the Lav Ritzicha, which is a Lav Chomer Ma'oid. It says all the things Rabbi Shmuel says, it's Mtami, it's this, and it's very bad. Kal B'chomer, Safik Pikuach Nefesh could be Doicha Shabbos. So here, Rabbi Shmuel held that a Stam Baba Machteres is a Safik Roidif. And it says, like Rosh Hashanah, that a Safik Roidif can be killed. Furish in the Gemara. The only thing is that after that, the Gemara is Doicha him, Doicha Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, well, why is Rabbi Shmuel says he's a Safik? But Rava said, it's a Chazaka. So it's not a Safik, it's a Vada. So at the end, the Gemara says that really not like Rabbi Shmuel. But the Minchas Chinuch says, but go till the end of the Sugya. And the Gemara says, but the Emes is that really a Safik Pukuch Nefesh is Doicha from a different Pasuk. Because V'chai Bohem, Kol Tzad Chiyus Shebohem, any Tzad that there is of V'chai Bohem, any Tzad Pukuch Nefesh, even if it's just a Safik Ba'alma, is good enough. So Zok the Minchas Chinuch, that Ad Kan, the whole Machlokes in the Gemara, is from which Pasuk? Is it from the Pasuk of Baba Machteres? Or is Safik Pikuach Nefesh from the Pasuk of Avchai Bohem? But they're only arguing which Pasuk, but they're not arguing in any Halacha. They're arguing in Mekoyrus, but they're not arguing in Halacha. So even if we say that Baba Machteres is a Vadai in the Dechiyah of Rabbi Shmuel, but that's pshat, so you can't learn it from that pasuk. But instead, you learn it from the other pasuk. Is Seif Kol Seif, since you have a pasuk that tells you that Safik is good enough to be Doiche, so Zokta Michas Chinuch, I hold that the end of the din is that even if you're a Safik Roidif, you kill him. And he says, what's the example of a Taka Safik Roidif? L'chayra, it's hard to have, because usually it's a vadai. So he says, I'll give you an example. Let's say he's being roidif a person, and the person is an asufi. He's a safik Yisrael. So it's a safik if he's a roidif, because there's only a din if you're roidif Yisrael. It's like the Minchas Chinuch, you could kill the roidif. So the Minchas Chinuch, Mamish, does say this same din as Rosh Shlomo Zalman, just he doesn't bring it from Pesachim, he brings it from this Gemara over here. True.
Without the Cheshvan of Pesheh, then the Chai Bohem wouldn't kick in.
Well,
in Rosh Shlomo Zalman's case, you can't say the blood is a Pesheh.
But, I mean, why are you saying you need Pesheh? I mean, the Rambam is calling the blood a Roidif. I'm saying you need more than calling him a roidif.
It seems like
the Minchas Chinuch says that by suffix only if it's a pesheya.
What you mean is,
doesn't apply to Ritzicha, right? V'chai Behem doesn't apply to my chazis. So the only way to have V'chai Behem apply to Ritzicha is if he's a Pesheya.
Okay.
So a normal Reidif is
a Pesheya.
No, a normal Reidif. it was a separate thing. But by Baba Machteres, by a suffix, right, V'chai Behem is not going to apply. That is some tzadchis. V'chai Behem is not going to apply. So I need the Peshaya to tell me that he's that V'chai Behem is going to apply to Ritzicha. And once it applies to Ritzicha, it applies even to suffix.
So, but what do you mean you need Peshaya? So then how do you kill the Uber? Where's your Peshaya? Right. By every Uber I'm talking about. Every Uber you kill. If in a case where it's for sure. How do you kill him?
It's a kasha minchasana.
Okay, so what's the answer? The answer is that he doesn't mean mamish, only parsheya.
Maybe there's a difference between a din roidif and a din bama machteres. By roidif, the Torah gave a din from a nara marasa. There's a din that roidif, by a vadai roidif, or tzad, Moshe says, a tzad karv levadai. So there you're allowed to be matzal b'stam. But v'chai behem, you want to apply v'chai behem to a suffix. By a suffix, you need v'chai behem. Because an arm of rust is not a suffix, it's a vadai. By a suffix, you need the din v'chai behem. V'chai behem doesn't apply because my chazis. There I need poshay.
But I don't understand what you mean. Where do we know that a poisheya has a new din of where do we get that there's like a new din that if you're a poisheya you kill a suffix roidif? Where's the makor? Where do we get this that a suffix roidif, since he's a poisheya, you kill? You get it from Baba Machteres. So you come from Baba Machteres and you're applying it to a roidif, so that means you're not dividing a bab machteres from a roidif, right? If you're learning out from a bab machteres to a roidif,
no.
Yeah.
The Mechas Chinuch seems to be making two separate sugyas.
Yeah.
The sugya of roidif, that's from Nara Marasa, that's by Avada. There's a sugya, what?
From Ein Moshiela.
Yeah.
Ein Moshiela, okay.
Yeah,
and then there's a sugya of bab machteres by Suffolk. Oh yeah, go on. What you're saying?
And then this by Baba Achteres is a suffix. The Gemara first said no, maybe it's a vaday. Then the Gemara says v'chai behem would apply. I v'chai behem doesn't apply for my, because of my chazis. It doesn't apply to it.
Okay.
From Baba Achteres, a suffix. We're gonna have to say that.
That's
it
enough.
Apply because of Peshay. Now it's not so.
One second.
Sugya, so it's a shirk type of mechasil, but that's the part he's saying.
That above the machteres, the reason why it doesn't apply is because of Peshaya. And that, okay, that's therefore.
Will apply.
Good.
And therefore, even a
suffix. Because once you're Peshaya, then you're allowed to say Bechai Bohem. Okay. And by a roidef. Yeah, and you're saying, but if you want to be a roidef, then again, it will either have to be mamish roidef or poisheya. You're saying, but if you're a suffix poisheya, you have to be either a vadai. You want a tiny, you have to be a vadai poisheya, or a vadai roidef. You have to be one of the two, either a vadai poisheya or a vadai roidef. But if you're not a vadei presheya or a vadei roidef, then the Minchas Chinuch might hold that you can't kill him. And Memele, even Rav Shlomo Zalman is going past even the Minchas Chinuch. That's your time, right? That Rav Shlomo Zalman is going past the Minchas Chinuch. Because you only find in the Minchas Chinuch that if you're a vadei roidef or a vadei presheya. But if you're not either of them, what?
No.
He's making the suffix.
He's creating the suffix. You can't say that's a suffix nefashis. You're the one making the suffix.
You see, what you really need to know is, even if you're right that the Minchas Chil says you need to pay Shea, right? What kind of Pshia do you need? Let's say the Minchas Chinuch's case. He might be a Goy, right? If he's a Goy, then that Pshia is Zichr nothing, right? The Pshia, on the Tzad, the case that the Minchas Chinuch gave was that the Nirdaf is a Safik Goy. Right? On the Tzad, that he was chasing a Goy, then his Pshia is nothing, right?
He's doing a Maisa Radifa, but
that's not a Maisa Radifa which does anything, right? I mean, and as such a Maisa Radifa does nothing. Then is like he's running after an animal, Safik Behema, Safik Adam, right? I'm saying, yeah, on the Tzad it's a Goy, it's no Din come, right? That's for sure.
He's doing the mice.
I mean, you're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill him, right?
No,
he's doing
that's
a.
That's
so then
did,
there's
not
one.
A
mice.
It's not a really. Yeah, it's. Makes it that now you can dan on bechayim him and you don't say you don't have shmuel. We're not going to have that. It's a suffik name. Suffik guy.
Bechayim you can.
Is there a chiluk between a suffik roidif and a suffik nefesh? It's not about a suffik nefesh, not a suffik roidif.
Right. Well, he holds they're equal, right? Because his rai is from a suffik roidif,
right?
And he's shtelling to a case of suffik nefesh. So he holds.
I was talking about it's a
suffik roidif, right? That he holds suffik roidif, which the Minchas Chinuch started from there. So I mean, the Minchas Chinuch holds both are good. You see, he holds they're both good. He's learning from one to the other. I'm saying, even if you say that you need pshia, but l'chayra, the pshat in the pshia is that it's suffik pshia. In other words, I don't think you could say that it's still more than a suffik. If it's not a person, then that pshia doesn't do anything. You could only say that it's, I got myself, maybe you could still say that you have to have that he was Vada, he knew for sure that he might be doing Radifa or something. That's the most I could hear you could say. Your point is a good point. There's a safer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh. He points out your horror on the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He points out your horror that how far is Rosh Hashanah Zalman going? He declares like this. He says, is Rosh Hashanah Zalman saying that if, let's say, you see a person in a basement, right? You're not sure, is he a ganav, right? Or maybe he's a utility. Right? So he's a suffik if he's a raidish. So, as Rav Shlomo Zalman saying, okay, suffik raidish, kill him. Is that what Rav Shlomo Zalman saying? He says, it seems to him pashat not. And he says, your thing, because Avada, even Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees that there has to be some kind of a pasha. Himamish says, well, even Rosh Hashanah Zalman is going to have to agree. You can't kill someone who might not be in the whole sugya b'chalal, because you need some kind of a posha to get in over here. Even like the Minchas Chinuch, even by his suffit, he's running at least. He's doing something that gets himself into the parsha. So I don't know if he wants to use the word posha, but he wants to say that the pshat is, Rosh Hashanah Zalman is talking about a case where the baby is definitely going to cause a problem. The shayla is if she'll die. But in other words, if the pshat is, you don't know anything, right? You're not sure which baby it was, right? That they took a picture and they don't know which one. So it might be that baby or that baby. So they can't just go kill the baby, misafik. Even Rosh Hashanah Zalman is masking.
Or you can say that because you don't know something doesn't make an halachic suffix.
Meaning,
that it's in the gedder of the halach concept of suffix. That's just because you're not sure if it's a utility person or not.
You mean maybe that's not even called a suffix?
It's not a halachic suffix.
I mean,
it has to be something.
It has to be, okay, you're saying that maybe stam mehechi tasty.
A sufi is a halacha, right? But let's say, does somebody bring by to somebody? I don't know if it's a yid or a guy.
Well, that is the case. I mean,
then it gives a case where it's
Ruba. Oh, you mean Stam? You see someone chasing somebody and you have no. no idea who he is.
Right.
That's taka different. I mean, if I'll pee, that's a that what is the din taka? You know, is it, you're saying what if a person is chasing another person in a city which is mechta Yisrael, mechta Akum, and you pasha don't know if he's a yid or a guy. Is that different than the case of Menchas Chinuch? I would have thought it was the same. If it's al pi halacha, there should be a safik. Al kapanim, he's ma'or this ha'or, that even Menchas Chinuch l'chayr does need, it's very hard to be magder exactly, but even Rav Shlomo Zalman is maskim, it has to be that he is vadai doing something which will cause his mother a sakon. The shaila is, will this sakana reach the madrega of dying or not? But not that there's a tzad that it's stam nothing. Okay, I'll say it later. Al kapanim, this is what the Minchas Chinuch takes out of the Gemara and Yuma, that suffik, if you're suffik, if you're right after Yid, you could kill. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, also by the Uber, if it's a suffik that the Uber will misakin the mother, he tain is lecher, you could kill the Uber. Now, the Iker that I want to say is three ha'oris on what the Minchas Chinuch took out of the Gemara and Yuma. The first ha'or, I think that the Olam was already sort of being maram, is that lecher, the whole raya that the Minchas Chinuch took out of the Gemara and Yuma is tzorichi and tuva. Because really, there are two nidoinim going on in every time that there's a pikuach nefesh to kill some. The first thing is that the din is maichazus. There's a din that pikuach nefesh can't be doicha anything when it comes to killing, because maichazus, like Rashi explains in Sanhedrin, the holy nidoin of pikuach nefesh is Hashem's chaviv nafsho shel Yisrael. So to be out the nafshah shel Yisrael the chavivus, their bein shalayim was matar isurim, but over here someone's going to die either way. So my chazus, right? Who says why should there be a chaybam? What is Hashem gaining in nafshah shel Yisrael here? If he'll kill him, you're not gaining. Then the other nefesh Yisrael is going to go. Memela, there's stamazoy no v'chaybam when it comes to ritzicha. So that you have to get around. How do you get around that by Baba Machteres? So the answer is, because it says in the Torah, Ein loy damim, that the Baba Machteres is not Chaviv. And Memela, his nefesh is Taka, more Chaviv. That's you need the Torah. That's a bezundere din that the Torah did. Now, Rabbi Yishmael knows that also. Rabbi Yishmael also knows that. But Rabbi Yishmael is saying, even if you took away his Chavivus, but what's pushing off the lav? What's pushing off the lav? There's a lav called lo sirtzach. How do we do lo sirtzach over here? Zakter bishmal pikuach nefesh is deicha lavin deicha the tariag mitzvahs. So there's like two stages. There's the din of v'chai bohem that says my chazis. If you have that, then you can't move. Because you have no pikuach nefesh, you have no inyan pikuach nefesh, because you're not gaining anything in the whole sugi. The whole pikuach nefesh comes from b'chayim b'hem. So first, you have to say there is an inyan of b'chayim b'hem. How? Torah. You need the Torah to do that. But even if you already unbalance it, right, you make his b'chayim b'hem bigger, more chaviv, and his less. But you have a lav. How do you do the lav? So Rabbi Shmuel says, from here we see pikuach nefesh is doicha lav and doicha the Torah. Okay, so the Gemara says Adich and Rabbi Shmuel that it's not a suffix, it's a vadai. So the Gemara says, okay, you learn it from a different pasuk. You learn pikuach nefesh misafik from a different pasuk, from b'chai b'hem. Okay, but the pshat is you learn the second shlav from a different pasuk. You learn that even a tzad chai, even a little bit of a tzad chai, can doicha the whole Torah. That's the Maskana Sasugya. But you don't see anything about Chavivus in the Maskana Sasugya about a case of Safik. In the Havamina, that a Baba Machteres was a Safik. So the Torah says, for a Safik, I'm already Mechaviv, his Nefesh, I'm already mechabev the nefesh of the balabos more. But then the Gemara is doicher Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara says Abba Machter says Avadai. So then we see that for Avadai the Torah is mechabev the nefesh of the balabos more. But if it's a sofik, then it's a sofik maybe. Which nefesh is more chaviv? Memela, it's true that the Gemara says on Shlav Beis that v'chai bohem, even a tzad v'chai bohem, even a little pikuach nefesh, can doicha the whole Torah. But you can't just do Shlav Beis. You always need to go to Shlav Aleph before you get to Shlav Beis. First, you have to see about the v'chai bohem matzah. And maybe, since it's only a suffix, the Torah never took off or overweighed his v'chai bohem over his v'chai bohem, because it's a suffix if the Torah, I mean, on the tzad, that he's attacking, going to kill him, and the tzad is above machteres and coming to kill him. I know that Avada the Torah overweighed his nefesh, but we don't know. And where does Michal's Chinuch see anything about that? In the Maskana, which really all I just said is Mefurish in the Kevitz Shiurim, right there on Pesachim. He doesn't mention Michal's Chinuch's name, but he clears the same Shas in Michal's Chinuch and brings the same Gemara and Yuma down. And he says, well, I just said, he says, you don't see that in the end. He says that you don't see in the end what the din is. Maybe the din is that you can't push off his nefesh, because what if his nefesh is chaviv like my nefesh? That's what he says. Now I want to be ma'orer on something that the Kevitz Shurim writes at the end. He says, that's what I would say. But he says, maybe you could say stamis svar, that what do you do if one person's nefesh is vadei chaviv and the other person's nefesh is a safik chaviv? Maybe stamis zoi, it's a svara that you should go for the vadei chaviv over the safik chaviv. So he says, but that's really a machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and the Sma. What does he bring? He says, what's the din if a person sees someone drowning? And Sofek, if I go in, I'll save him, but I might drown myself. Okay, I guess the case is you'll for sure save him, but maybe I'm going to drown in the process. So it says in the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Alpha Vertzeach, yeah, do it. Chayiv to do it. It brings B'Shem Yerushalmi. Because your Suffolk life is less than his Vare life. So if you know, if you have a case where you know you'll save him, so he's going to Vare, for him it's a Vare B'Mavis L'Chaim. For you it's a Suffolk, you should give away your Suffolk life for him. And the Sma says, HaPoiskim Loi Hiskimu L'Zeh. Sma writes in Tav Chav Dalet, HaPoiskim Loi Hiskimu L'Zeh. So Rabbi Chanan says, seems to me that there's a machlekes going on here. If there's a svara that a suffik chayim k'neged avarei chay, the Kesef Mishnah goes stop. So svara the suffik chayim is nidcha from the avarei chay, and the Sma argues. So Mameli says maybe that could be the same thing over here. If it's a suffik, if he's being roidish, so the balabos's nefesh is a vadai chaviv. The roidif's nefesh is a safik chaviv. So it would be the same thing. The Kesef Mishnah would say you could push off the nefesh, the safik nefesh for the vadai.
That's not a fair chichayimach of chayach hakaydin. That's not a shaila in the nefesh of the nefesh.
Well, I guess the Rav Chanan is saying that there's also a v'chai bohem on myself, right? There is a v'chai bohem on me. If I'm in a sakana on Shabbos or whatever, we say v'chai bohem on my own self, right? But for my own life, right? And we're saying that still, give up your life, misafik, even though I'm giving up my own safik v'chai bohem, for him, because he's a vada.
Yes, I don't understand why we have to bring a pasuk of v'chayachicha imach if you have v'chai bohem should already tell us that.
By v'chayachicha, all right, I'll have to think for that. But al kaponim, this is what the Rabbi Chanan wants to shtel to. L'fi ani yizdaiti yesh l'chalik tuva. Why? Because the case of the Kesef Mishnah is a case where I'm dealing with giving up my own life. The case of the Rabbi Chanan and the Menchas Chinuch, all these cases that we're discussing here, is a third party is killing, giving up someone else's suffix life. It's not the person himself. The Kesef Mishnah is the person himself killing his own self misafik. It's kedai, chiv, like the Kesef Mishnah. But when you're talking about an outside person, and we're saying I should kill that person's nefesh misafik because he's a safik over avadai, it's much different. I'll explain why it's much different. Because the Kesef, when a person's discussing killing himself, then the only issue is chiyuvin. There's a v'chai bohem azoy and a v'chai bohem azoy. I have a chiyuv to keep myself alive, v'chai bohem. I have to worry about my own life. And there's a v'chai bohem on him, this man drowning or whatever it is. So the Kesef Mishnah Shita is a sofik v'chai bohem on me is nidche because of the v'chai bohem on you. But that's all on myself, where the only reason to keep myself alive is al tzedin v'chai bohem. But when you deal with someone else's life, an outside person's life, there's a whole nother sugya besides for v'chai bohem. What do I mean? What is the din if the only way to save someone from death is by cutting off somebody's foot? Yeah, I have to cut somebody's foot off to get in there, to get through whatever. I'm going to have to cut somebody's foot off.
Somebody else's foot,
right? Somebody's sleeping in the way. I can't get him in the way, out of the way fast enough. I'm going to have to just cut his foot off in order to get in there to save the person's life. So Zuck Reb Shalem, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, Pasha, you can't do it. Because just like the Pesachei Tshuva says, you don't have to do that to your own self. Pesachei Tshuva brings up from the Red Vase. A person doesn't have to cut off his own foot to save someone's life. He has to give away his money, not his foot. So too, I have no right to cut off his foot either. In other words, the word is, there's a din that you're mechuyev to save people's lives. And that chiyev is a mamish chiyev gomer. You have to, it's leisamar adam riecha, it's a chiyev. You have to give all your money away for that. But you don't have to cut your foot off to be mekayim hatzos nefashos. And just like he doesn't have to do it, I have no right to make him do it either. Meaning, the word is, it's like almost like a chayshin mishpa kind of thing. You have no right on people's foot. You can't just take people's feet off. You can't do that. Forget about, we're not even dealing with ritzicha here. You have no zechus on someone else's body to cut it off. Even if it's not ritzicha b'chla. Only if he himself would be mechuyev to cut off his foot in a chanami, then since he's mechuyev to, I could also cut it off. But being that he doesn't have to do it himself, so b'meila I have no right to do it either. Is there's another whole sugi when there's a third party. You have no zechus, you have no right to harm somebody else. Like almost a chayshin mishpah, just like I can't rob somebody else. I can't cut his foot off. I can't do these things. Memela, over here we're talking about, there's this man, he might be a roidev. So besides for the shikul of v'chai bohem, right? And we're saying the mitzvah of v'chai bohem is bigger than that v'chai bohem. There's another shikul here of, do I have the right to take his life? Can I just like, I might not be able to cut his foot off. Kavul Chomer, I can't cut his whole life off. So over there, it might go like the rules of like, Hamoitze Mechaleir, Alav Araya. Me Suffolk, how do you have the right to cut my life off? Who are you to go and take away my life? Me Suffolk. We don't have Araya. It's only Araya on the mitzvah's essay of Achai Bohem. So when there's no, and there's, I want it, I don't mind, it's myself. So on the mitzvah's essay of Achai Bohem, so we say, go ahead and do the bigger Achai Bohem over the smaller Achai Bohem. But if there's an outside inyan that somebody else is doing it, so over here there's an inyan that you're being mitzi from me, my life, then who says that you're allowed to do it, misafik? That's what I'm clearing.
Why didn't the Pasha say, misafik is a ritzicha?
Well, if there is v'chai bohem, then there's no. There's then if the din is Kesef Mishnah says that the din of v'chai bohem is that you should give yourself up misafik, right? So then, Tyre said you could do it, right? So on Yenim, if the din is that v'chai bohem says to do this averus, so in other words, v'chai bohem is matar averus, right? And in this case, it could even be matar tzicha. So this I'm clearing even on Rabbi Chanan Sushtel from the Smiley Kesef Mishnah. Even then, maybe it's only in the case of the person himself. Okay, so Adkan, this is my first ha'ara on the Minchas Chinuch, the Pashat Ha'ara of the Kovet Shiur, that L'chayra, it doesn't really seem to say clearly this din in the Gemara. This din, which the Minchas Chinuch took out of the Gemara, that even Safik is Doiche, really you only see it safe as Safik is Doiche Isurim in the Gemara. You don't see in the Gemara that Safik Chavivus is Doiche Vare Chavivus. I mean, the Vare Chavivus is Doiche Safik Chavivus.
So, according to this, the Maskanas HaGemara, we would not know by a Safik Baba Machteris.
Exactly. That's Mamash Rabbi Chanan says. The Maskanas are so good, we don't know what the din is of Safik Baba Machteris, because it could be that since it's a Safik, that that man is a Chaviv, we don't know that we're Doiche the whole Chavivus. Because they're arguing in the curse of Pikuach Nefesh. So that part of Minchas Chinuch is right. As far as Pikuach Nefesh, everyone's at the same thing, just Mekiris. But there's a side issue here of Chavivus Nefesh, and that on that there could Taka be a real Machlaikis. Horror number two is there's another reason why the Gemara in Yuma might not be a Raya Ledin. There's a famous kasha, it's Rabbi Chanan's kasha too, in that same shtickle in the beginning of Pesach. It's a kasha like this. It says in the Rambam, in Yisodei HaTorah, Perkei Halachahei, Amru Goyim, Tenu Lanu Nefesh Achas Mikem, Ve'im Lav Nargis Kulchem. You're also to give the Nefesh. So, Frey the Kesef Mishnah doesn't make any sense. A whole Indian of not killing for Pikuach Nefesh is my chazis. But over here, either way, they're going to kill that same person. And the only thing that you're gaining is that at least the whole city won't get killed. So, it's chazis for chazis. It's chazis for chazis. I mean, he's going to die either way. All you're doing is preventing the other people to die. And for the Kesef Mishnah, the whole thing of Ritzicha not being that you're not doing Ritzicha is Kabbalah B'yadam. It's not really for my chazis. Kabbalah B'yadam, that you're not allowed to do Ritzicha B'mokim Pekuach Nefesh. Reish Lakish said, Taima Ba'alma. Reish Lakish said, the Gemara said, Taima Ba'alma of my chazis. But it really isn't Atzel Chazis. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, there's a famous vort from the Chemda Shloim to explain. I mean, what do you mean the Gemara saying a Taima Ba'alma? I mean, if it's not the real reason, then what's the Gemara doing over here? So Chemda Shloim is Masber, Kesef Mishnah. I don't know if he's Mamash saying that Kesef Mishnah meant this, or he wants to say it on his own, to go al Darkai. He says, Pshat's like this. Pshat is, Avada, the starting point is Taka Svar of my chazes. Taka, the Svar, it's a Svar. But we know that we have a Hekish. The Gemara makes a Hekish. Kikasher Yakub Mishal Eor Tzochi Nefesh Kinadavar Azeh Makish Gilei Arayis L'Shvichus Damim. Just like by Shvichus Damim Yehorig Val Yavor, also Gilei Arayis Yehorig Val Yavor. So Zok Techem Tashleimai. Now we already know that there's a din that the Isur Gilei Arayis is not Nidcha for Mikuach Nefesh. Once we have that Hekish, so then we Chayzer Makish Ma Gilei Arayis doesn't have is Yehorig Val Yavor. Also, Ritzicha Zihorig Val Yavor. So, it's two steps. Like, you start with the Svora of my Chazis. From there, you learn out the Gilei Arayis. But then, after you have Gilei Arayis, now you know that Stam, the din is that Issur Gilei Arayis is not Nidcha. So, then you go back in your Makish, that Stam is the din of Ritzicha is not Nidcha. So Meil Chem Deshalim says it's not Stam the Gemara said a time of Baalma. It's not for nothing. That's where it starts, but that's not where it ends. At the end, it's like the Kesef Mishnah, the Stam Adin, that the Isser of Tzicha is not Nidcha B'Kechmeh. So Frekt Rebbe Chanan, so comes out now, that even if you have chazis, even in a case where the one nefesh is chav, is more chaviv, like the whole city keneged, still the din is you can't be doicher tzicha. Izoy bezoy, the Gemar Yuma is tzarchi and gadol, because the Gemar Yuma said, Rabbi Shmuel said, that if somebody's a baba machteris, the reason you kill him is because pikuach nefesh is doicher, but Lamaisa, the din really is that pikuach nefesh is never doicher tzicha. So Rabbi Shmuel's, Kasamishna from the Gemara. In other words, you see that the din is that pikuach nefesh is doicher tzicha. That's what Rabbi Shmuel learned out from here to the whole Torah, that pikuach nefesh is doicher any iser, because you see pikuach nefesh is doicher above a machteris. Which is avim chamur ma'od pikuach nefesh doicha isay. Surely Shabbos is pikuach nefesh doicha isay. So the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that pikuach nefesh is doicha ritzicha, and the Kesef Mishnah is saying that pikuach nefesh is not doicha ritzicha. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. He doesn't say teretz. So well, just in other words, it comes out, it's Kesef Mishnah's words against Rabbi Shmuel's word. Meaning, we don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel Gavi that it's a vadai or a suffix, right? He called it a suffix. Right, it's not the source. But how about what Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? That pikuach nefesh is doicha ritzicha. The ikar opinion. We don't see someone saying that he's wrong. We see someone argued with him about it, that it's not a good source because he held it was a suffix. And the Gemara says, not true, you only see a case of Vadai, right? That's the machloikas that they had on him. But how about his opinion? That, you know, pikuach nefesh kedecha ritzicha. We don't find someone that was arguing with him. So, like, the Kesef Mishnah is coming to argue with that.
I don't agree with my question. I hear the right. The Gemara means, because it's the right. That's not pikuach nefesh kedecha ritzicha. When he's the right, it's the right.
Okay, but is it asur or mutter? I'm saying, is a right if you have a lava l'sutzach or not? Okay, but then you're learning. But how does this work? If you're gonna tell me that pikuach nefesh cannot doicha ritzicha, and here it's an exception, then you wouldn't be able to learn out to pikuach nefesh being doicha averis from here. You know what I'm saying? If you're telling me that pikuach nefesh is really not doicha ritzicha, point blank, right? If we were matered, so then how do you know that pikuach nefesh is doicha averis from here? That's the Kesef Mishnah's kash. So Yesh Liyashiv. This is not my own, but I didn't have time to search back where I got this from. I think it may have been from Reb Shleiman and Ksubis. It's not my own brainstorm, but it's already in the Achrayim. Pshat is this whole Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is that even the three Averis, even Aveda Zor, Gila Yisur, Shvichas Damim, are Nidcha B'Pikuach Nefesh. It's Rabbi Shmuel and Aveda Zor, Achav Zayin Amid Beis. And he holds that the whole din of Yehorek Bal Yavah is by B'Farhesia. Now really, in Aveda Zor, Rabbi Shmuel said that Aveda Zor is Nidcha B'Pikuach Nefesh. But in the Hagoysa Shri, in the first parak of Ksubis, he says, B'Hu Adin, all of them. Rabbi Shmuel holds the whole din of pikuach nefesh applies by everything. So memela, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said in Yuma, that pikuach nefesh could be doicha ritzicha. But we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We hold like the Kesef Mishnah. Izoy bazoy, it comes out that you cannot really use that Gemara ledina at all, according to the Kesef Mishnah. Because according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Stam Adin, you can't be doicha ritzicha. No pikuach nefesh could ever be doicha ritzicha. Now, of course, that means that we hold that the Torah made a bezundere heter that by roidif, there is no isser ritzicha. not like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned it up, like his sheet, that Pikuach Nefesh is doicha, the Isser Ritzicha. There is an Isser Ritzicha, and the Pikuach Nefesh was doicha, the Isser Ritzicha. We can't hold that way. We hold it as a Mishnah. If there's Ritzicha, there's an Isser, you can't do anything. The Pshat is, we hold that the Pshat is, there is no Isser. So over here, if there's a case where he might not be a Raidif, then there's a Safik L'Sirtzach still. And Memela, Pikuach Nefesh, Pashat can't be doicha. And if you have a Safik, if you're doicha, you can't do something. If you're a Mesupik, if you have a Dechia, you can't do anything. So Memela, that's another Svara, why you cannot use the Gemara Ladin. Because the Gemara is going in Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it is Rabbi Shmuel talking. And his shita is that Pikuach Nefesh is doicha the three Averes Chamuras. So Rabbi Shmuel said, even a Safik Pikuach Nefesh, we all know, even a Safik Pikuach Nefesh is doicha all Isur. And he holds it, Huadin, the Averes Chamuras. But we hold it as a Mishnah that the three Averes Chamuras are not Nidche Bechlal. And Memela, the only heter in the Sugya B'Machteres is not that it's Doichal Pikuach Nefesh, it's just a heter. So if you're not sure you have your heter, then you might not be able to do it. That's a second ha'ora on the Minchas Chinuch. And the last ha'ora is what I saw in Reb Shmuel in Psachim. He's a little mekatzer. He's really saying over this Avi Ezri, but he just says it like in three lines. But he says, even if the din would be, like the Minchas Chinuch holds, that we hold Ladina, that even a Safik Baba Machteres can be killed. Let's say we'll say, like the Minchas Chinuch, the idea of the Minchas Chinuch, that since Rabbi Shmuel said that din, you know, probably we hold of the din. Let's say we would go with that. And we would say that since Rabbi Shmuel said that din, even if we disagree with him, but the din is true. And if you're a Safik Baba Machteres, we can kill the person. But, Zokter Rabbi Shmuel, that might only be true, mamish by a Baba Machteres. Because a Baba Machteres is Ashvuye Raidif. The Torah turned him into Raidif. He's not really a Raidif. It's a special einish that the Torah put on him that will treat him more than he is. How do we know that a Baba Machteres isn't a real Raidif? So this, it doesn't explain Rav Shmuel, but Rav Yezri is very marach to explain. The first Rai is, because a real Raidif, the Rambam says, is a chi of gomer to kill him, and if you don't, you're Iver Asay and Leisay. And by Baba Machteres, it's just a Rishus. It says in the Rambam, Rishus, you're allowed to kill him. That's one Rai. And the reason why he's not the second Rai is what Rabbi Yezri brings is that the Rambam says that killing Baba Machteres is one of the three Anshei HaGanav in the essay of Ganav. So you see that it's part of Anshei HaGanav. It's not part of that he's Logar than every Raidif. You see it's a special Anshei HaGanav. And the reason is because he is trying not to kill. Really, he's trying to do it without you waking up. He was a Baba Machteres. He's a Ganav. He's not trying. The thing is, it could come out a Radifa. If the guy will wake up and start up with him, he will kill then. But that's not a real Radif. The Avi Yezri goes Azei Vait to say that it's not even Pikuach Nefesh at all. If a guy is Baba Machteres, if somebody is Baba Machteres, in my Machteres, there's no Pikuach Nefesh over here. And he says it's a Befeirsha Gemara, says in the Gemara, that if a city was surrounded by Goyim to take their money, since and Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything. It's Gemara Yerevin Daf Memhei. It's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Joseph Shulchan Aruch says in the next Sif, but Avol Bizman Hazeh Yesh Oimrim, that people are very worried about their money, and Memele, the Nisayin is that it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, so it changed. Yesh Oimrim, the Bizman Hazeh changed. But in the Zman HaGemara, the din was that if this happened, there was no Pikuach Nefesh. So Abi Yezri Frekt, it's already older. Achrayim already asked, why are you saying it's not a pikuach nefesh? I mean, isn't that the whole idea of a baba machteris, that people are chazaka sheino al mamoinoi?
Here you're fighting the whole army.
You're saying
well,
the
there's one guy coming.
You mean
chazaka? They're gonna fight a whole army.
You're saying that maybe there's no chazaka.
Says, well, the narrow days have changed. People even should have to fight a whole army.
I hear. Maybe that's why.
There's no chazaka.
I hear. The only thing is, I hear what you're saying on that. The only thing is that would be good for the Gemara. The Magen Avraham says over there that even though Bizman Hazeh, we say that it's changed, but that's when it's a whole Goyish army against a whole Goyish city. So then it's the chances are nowadays it's going to come to Pikuach Nefesh somewhere. But if it's just you and one guy, then even today it's not Pikuach Nefesh. And Mishnah Berurah brings it. So there, you could ask on the Magen Avraham. It's much less. It's not the Gemara. But the Magen Avraham says that, that's what he says, Lamaise, that Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaise, if a guy comes and coming to steal your money, you should just let him take the money. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. So Frekt Avi Yezri, why? I mean, isn't that the whole Bob Machteris? So Avi Yezri says, no, Bob Machteris is a Shvuye Roidev. That whole Sugye is not really, it's not really Pikuach Nefesh. This is mamish noigeya very much, very much. In other words, what is the din if there's a baba machteris? Is it pikuach nefesh? I'm just saying over what I just said. I'm just saying, making kilo to hold. That's the Mishnah Berurah. A guy broke into somebody's house on Shabbos, right? And he was baba machteris. Is it pikuach nefesh?
If he's a yid, you're allowed to kill him, but if he's a guy, you're not allowed
to. So if he's a yid, you can kill him. So Avi Yezri says, not al pikuach nefesh. Now it's pikuach nefesh. That's also part of dine bob machteres.
A guy,
I hear. That's very interesting. Maybe I don't know. Is a guy bob? I don't. Maybe yeah. Maybe a guy. I don't know. Is a guy have a dine bob?
What does he mean that even if it's one guy, one yid? What was his?
A guy came to steal my money, and so I know. In other words, he says the reason of nowadays is because the whole city. Someone is going to start up and is going to end up. But if you know your own self. So the Magen Avraham. So just yeah, it's me myself, right? In the Chanami, I don't know what he holds. If there's someone else on the outside, but if it's just me and the guy, I should just leave it go. So Memela Zokter Reb Shmuel Memela. Anyways, the whole thing about Machteris is that the Torah made him worse. So maybe even if we agree with the Halacha Dika thing that a Sofik of Bob Machteris would have this thing that the Torah made him, that you could kill him, it might be also part of the special thing about Machteris. You don't know for sure that this is a general rule across the board of always that we say that a Safik can be killed. Anyways, above Machteris, the Torah made him worse. So maybe that's part of what the Torah did. We'll say the Torah includes, even if it's a Safik, into the making him worse. But you don't have a right to any other case. This is mamish. I heard a person came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he was in a shul. The shul was, the Rav was Rabbi Rubin. Maybe people heard of him. Not the one from the Hechsher. There's a different one who wrote Urchas Shabbos, Sefer Urchas Shabbos. And Nebuch, this mamish happened the week before in Har Nof. There were Nafrum kids, totally off the derech, were into drugs, who were Baba Machteris into a drugstore on Shabbos to get drugs out. And the Rav, Rabbi Rubin said, you can call the police. The owner of the drugstore can call the police because it's pikuach nefesh, because it says by Baba Machteris that somebody's ain't out of my mouth, and it's a case of pikuach nefesh.
Only the owner can call the police.
Meaning, well, because
he's the one who's gonna
you mean if the owner doesn't know, LaMashal, you're saying, right, if the owner didn't know.
If he told a friend, the friend can't call the police.
Well, he could be worried that the owner will get into Pekuach Nefesh.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't know, right, if he doesn't know, you can't.
I have a different shot to Pekuach Nefesh. If they're Jewish kids and they take too many drugs, they'll be Pekuach
Nefesh. That's a good.
So the owner saw it.
No, the owner saw it. The owner saw. He was standing right. He woke up or something. He lived right next to this store. It was, I don't know if it was night or day. I'm not sure. But Machteres, it says even in the day. So and he saw and the Rav said, and there were some Rosh Hashivas, he didn't tell me who, he said some Rosh Hashivas from the Mir were in the shul. Yeah. They said, no, not true. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. It's only by Baba Machteres. And they had a whole argument and he didn't follow exactly what everyone was saying. But there was a big, huge argument in the shul about the din, which L'chaira boils down to this thing. Actually, in the Minchas Shleima, he says he thinks it is Pikuach Nefesh. Not like the Magen Avraham, he says, Abor Man Sofin Man Rikia, to argue with the Magen Avraham. He says, I would think personally, not like the Magen Avraham. He says he would think it's considered Pikuach Nefesh. Which Gemara? It's Vade that he would kill me. But it's not, Rabbi Yezu is saying, it's not Vade Pikuach Nefesh, because he would vada kill me if I start up with him. The Gemara says the word pikuach nefesh. The word chazaka. Okay, so the word chazaka, you have to know if that's called vada pikuach nefesh. The word chazaka just means there's some kind of teva in a person. He's saying the pashtus of the word chazaka sounds like he's vada going to do it. It's talking about when I'll start up. In other words, those words I could get out of. It means
even before I start up, I'm allowed to kill him. Or someone else, the Gemara says,
right? Sure.
Even though I didn't start up, and it's still suffering. Maybe I won't start up. I'll be able to.
True.
Myself. But still, chazaka.
The chazaka is good enough. Okay, so but according to what he's saying, it means to say that the Torah, that much the Torah gave leeway. In other words, the Torah said the word chazaka. The word chazaka, he's saying, is the Torah's leniency here. That being that there's a teva that you would start up, the Torah will deal with it like chazaka, like you're for sure going to start up, even though you really won't. Now, when it says the word vadai, that means nachdem. Step two. The first step you get for free. You get a free card from the Torah. Yes, we're dealing it like you're going to start up. That's the chazaka. Now you're up to the next step. Now, first one you got for free. You got moved up by the Torah that you're going to start up. Now, is it a vadai? Well, that depends. If it's your father, you won't. And there, that's where all the vadai and suffix words come in. But the first chazaka isn't really strong enough in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's
but
only...
It's talking about Shabbos. It's talking about Bama Chetes and Malana Kilos. Why would Shabbos be different?
Well, what does Shabbos have to do with it? It's a special... it's a punishment to the Ghana.
It says Bebechol
Shabbos. Oh, so you're asking a question, how can you kill him on Shabbos?
No, the Gemara
says Bein B'chol Yom B'Shabbos. Because like this. The reason why you could kill him B'Shabbos, the Avi Yezri says, is if there's a din that he's Nerag B'Shabbos. It's like a din, the Torah made this pasuk, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. The Torah made a din that Harigas Bo B'Machteres, is like a kind of a Oynash Bo B'Machteres, is done on Shabbos. But you can't do any other Chil Shabbos because that's not part of Harigas. If you're... If,
not
so in another way. There's any other Chil Shabbos you can't do.
I can kill him. But
you
I
could
can
kill
him.
Right. Mamash Hazoy.
If you're
according to him. If you could be Matzel, the Bob Machteres Bever Achas.
You wouldn't be able to.
You mean because then you're not punished, you're not doing the punishment. I hear. I didn't think of that. That's your sound. Yeah, you have to know what you can do, right? You wouldn't be able to do anything.
Say you have to try to do whatever.
No, he says by
right,
not by Bob.
Anyway, it's not necessarily Shabbos.
It's not sure.
Also, you have to write. You have to know Shabbos. You're allowed to kill him.
It wouldn't be allowed to kill those kids
and
not call the police.
Right, Mamish, what he's saying? Exactly, Mamish. I was like, that's Mamish, what he's saying?
Can you call the police not to save their lives?
No, because there's no pikuach nefesh on that. The din is to kill him. You're supposed to kill him. That's mamish what he holds.
You kill the police, they'll kill him. If
they'll kill me if I kill
him. No, can you call someone else to kill him?
Oh, no, l'chay or not.
I'll call him.
Right, l'chay or not. Because the din is only the killing of the Baba Machteres.
No, he doesn't mean without Chil Shabbos.
To tell him. Yeah, sure, you can tell somebody. Call him on the phone. On the phone, maybe not, right? Because it's not that's him killing that's mamish how it comes out according to him. Yeah, that's Mamashal comes out. And if you also, this whole thing is discussed, that Sefer, Mishnas Pekuach Nefesh, brings down all these cases, and he says, according to Aviezer, all those things what I just said, he like brings out these points that you're saying. That the only, and Reb Shmuel's Mahalach is, because killing is only a Durabbanan. That's why Afilu B'Shabbos. You can't, maybe you can't even do a Deraisa at all, because it's Kilkol, or B'lach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa, he has a whole bunch of Pshatim, in the Gemara there, that but a Deraisa, you wouldn't even have to do it to kill him either. That's what he's claiming. No, he says that the Pasuk is Nogea, because there's a Din in the Sugi there, ain't done in Din B'Shabbos. So just to Deicha that. But not Al Sadin of Achil Shabbos. Ain't done Din B'Shabbos going to Deraisa, and the Pasuk is just coming to Matir that, but not being Matir any Chil Shabbos at all. That's what he wants to learn. Al-Kaponim, let's just make a quick sikkum for a minute, and that's the whole thing. We started off with the original Shaila, if the Uber is a Suffolk Doidev. So Rav Moshe and Achiezer said you cannot kill the Uber. Rav Shlomo Zalman asked the Kasha from Psachim, Yesh La'ayin, what's Gemara in Psachim is, but there is a Minchas Chinuch from Yuma that wants to bring that out. And we're saying three Chalukim from the Gemara in Yuma. That's the main point. Yeah, depending, right, before Yashua Lamashber. Yeah, I didn't get it right. He does say, Lamaisa, I'm not getting into Lamaisa. About Yashua Lamashber, he makes that chilik. Yeah, then it's true, 100%. But the three chilukim were, number one, the Rabbi Chanan's chilik, that the Gemara is only talking about Pekuach Nefesh, but you don't see about the Chavivas. Number two, it could be we don't paskin like that Gemara, because we hold that there's an Isser, Ritzicha is never Nidche, and that's only Rabbi Shmuel. And third of all, Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky's taina, that even if you would say the Minchas Chinuch's Dik, that we pask in this way, Lamaisa, by Baba Machteris, it could be that that's shiny Baba Machteris, which anyways is special language.